The man held his gaze. Only his flat, brown eyes were visible beneath the black silk mask. His voice was deep and cracked, with the strain of speaking in a slow, solemn rasp.
"Welcome, aspirant. Tonight we renounce our primitive selves, our realistic selves, and our moral selves. Are you ready to set them aside and become one with the spirit set?"
Oliver drew a deep breath and touched his chest, his pointer and thumb forming a circle, the other three fingers sticking out straight. The masked man nodded and opened the door. Oliver rolled his eyes behind the man's back before walking inside. His skin crawling, he passed his masked and cloaked guide. Each step brought a tremor of apprehension and disbelief. The theatrics seemed so theatrical, but he had to consider the possibility the masked man was a sorcerer, even if it did seem a bit unlikely in that particular case. Surely a sorcerer wouldn't be made to guard the door. Regardless, Marquis Colston and Isisandra Dalrymple had been true practitioners, and they had been associated with the feat of Sehet. Anyone at the meeting could be upon the dark path. He shivered, thinking of the grim horror he'd experienced just weeks before in Derby Cross. He couldn't let the theatrics and play-acting distract him. Any of these people might be dangerous. But the man at the door made no movement toward Oliver when he passed. He did nothing threatening at all, in fact. He simply closed the door as Oliver crossed the threshold, presumably to wait out in the hall until the next aspirant formed the correct symbol and gained entry.